Blog Talk Radio.
AVS Media Demo. AVS Media Demo.
To the Drive at 5 Live, and I am your weekly host, Patricia McDowell. I'd like to welcome each and every one of you, and thank you for supporting the Drive at 5 Live. And each week, we will discuss health and wellness. We will guide you to the road to a better and healthy lifestyle with beneficial results. Ladies and gentlemen, we have a terrific show for you lined up today. We have Gail Speckham, and we have Denise Gowan, who will be presenting. But before I call my first guest to the call, I'd like to just bring to your attention our friends of the Drive at 5 Live. And one of our friends is LaBear. Looking for someone to help you plan your up-and-coming wedding or event? Well, lay back and relax while LaBear does all the work for you. Imagine being able to enjoy your momentous day without the tedious planning that goes into it. You will work with an LaBear event specialist who will help you plan your event from conception to completion. Get started today by contacting LaBear via their website at www.labarevents.com. That's www.labarevents.com. With over 20 years of event planning experience, you can count on an expert guidance and advice to plan your special day. Come to LaBear and you will never have to go anywhere else. Go to www.labarevents.com for a free consultation today. Remember, Affairs by LaBear as memories for life. Okay, gang, so what I'm going to do now, we're going to call upon Gail to tell us a little bit about her products. And let's see if Gail is on the line. Gail, are you there?
Yes, I am, Pat.
Excellent.
Hi, Pat.
Excellent. Hi, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic, and I know that my guests, my listeners are all excited to hear about the products in which you have to offer. So can you tell us a little bit about your full name, the name of your products, and we can just go from there.
Okay, my full name is Gail Patricia Speckhamp. The name of my product is Pro Immune, Immune Formulation 200. And what it is, it's a premix and a powder for increasing your bodily glutathione levels, which is, glutathione is known as the master antioxidant. So should I continue?
Oh, sure, absolutely. Oh. So tell us a little bit about the product.
Okay, so well, to start it off with glutathione, which some people may not realize, is a small molecule, and it's made in every cell in the body by way of the process of intracellular synthesis, which means within the cell. And oral ingestion of the whole glutathione molecule is basically ineffective because they found over years it's broken down in the gastrointestinal tract, and it cannot be resynthesized outside of a bodily cell. And what they found with the Proimmune is that it's patented, and the Dr. Albert Crum discovered it. And on how it goes through the muscles of your mouth, it doesn't go through the gastrointestinal tract, and it's absorbed into the bloodstream then immediately through the mucous membranes in your cheeks. So it doesn't ever hit the gastrointestinal tract. So it turns over every 36 hours in your body. And what it does is it goes into, like, we all have inactive cancer cells, the toxins and like heavy metals we get just from breathing the air outside or things we eat. And this goes in and sees it and actually neutralizes the cell, neutralizes the disease part, disposing of the free radicals and toxic metals. And then thus allowing your own bodily glutathione levels to increase. And then it's building up your immune system.
So would you say this would be an excellent product, particularly for those individuals who have been diagnosed with cancer?
Well, my cousin was diagnosed with breast cancer and went through chemo and all that. So it's more preventative. She had to wait like 6 weeks until after she had chemotherapy. This is inactive cancer cells that we all have. Every person has this in their body, but they're not active. So what they're finding with so many diseases is that the oxidative stress and just daily stress activates a lot of these toxins in your system, which is how people become sick.
Absolutely. What form is this taken? Is it a powder? Is it a pill?
Well, it's taken. It's a white, fine powder. You can take it. It's about a half a teaspoon. And you put it right on your tongue. It dissolves almost instantly.
Really?
You can also take it in a drink. They have worked, the Culinary Institute of America in Hyde Park has worked with this product for 10 years, experimenting with it. It holds up to very high temperatures and cold temperatures. You can put it in pudding. You can put it in yogurt. You can put it in oatmeal. It's got a naturally sweet taste. There's no aftertaste to it.
Okay.
It's amino acids. There's no carbohydrates. There's no starches. So diabetics can take it. Anybody. I mean, that.
Did you say the entire family?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
As
always with different articles, you'll see consult a physician if your child's under 6 years of age. But, no, this is just builds up your body so you don't get sick. And if you do, like I've gotten a cold, but normally it might hang on for a week and a half or 2 weeks, and I've noticed just with myself and my husband, it was like 3 or 4 days and it was over.
Wow.
And you can take this like you can take it once a day, and one container lasts about 2 months. If you have any problems or issues, I take it twice a day because I have worked with my hands for many years. We were in the restaurant business, and so I was getting arthritis in my hands. I did floral arrangements and all kinds of things. So I've noticed, because I basically am very healthy until I just realized taking this, that I used to take a product for my hands, 4 capsules a day. But I stopped and thought, let's try this and see how it works. And so long as I take it twice a day, I don't have any pain in my hands or my back. I had hurt my back badly years ago. So I just love it. It's anti-aging. And another thing, the National Institute of Health gave 18 medical schools $87.5 million to run human clinical trials. Because it's such an incredible product.
Mm-hmm.
So, and they're going on right now. So it's over a 5-year period.
Wow, well, I tell you, that is really, really, really exciting. When you excuse me, when you combine the pro-immune in
mm-hmm.
your food, does it change the taste of the food?
No. I've done it. I've put it in yogurt, and I've put it in pudding, and it's not really, really. It's not really sweet. It's just got a nice sweet taste, and it sort of dissolves. I mean, you don't even know that it doesn't change anything of the food. There's a Brazilian company that's already marketing it. They've put it in 2 coffee drinks.
Oh.
And they're selling, yes. So it's 8-ounce bottle. And it's very good. I tried it. And they had another one, a company has it like with almost like a fruit drink. It has acai berry in it, all really good things that are grown in the rainforest. And they put the pro-immune in there. And then what happened is the Culinary Institute of America, depending on the license that you buy, you can go to them and they'll develop whatever you would like to, you know, a company wants. For instance, it could be like a yogurt company.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they could work with the culinary with that. If somebody wants a different flavor, then they can work with the chefs at the culinary, which is what a lot of the companies are doing.
Yeah.
It's very exciting.
It does sound exciting. Now, if people wanted to buy this product, how would they go about doing that?
Well, there's 2 different ways. They can go to I also do a gift business, which I have this on my site, which it should be up and running in a few days. You can go, as you know, to the Pro-Immune Company site. My site is www.creativegiftsjustforyou.com.
Mm-hmm.
And you can just do the Pro-Immune Company or ProImmuneCompany.com. And either way, you would say my name is a distributor, Gail Speckamp,
mm-hmm.
and which is very exciting because it's a worldwide distributorship that I have because it's patented worldwide.
Wow.
Uh-huh. So it's very, very exciting.
It sounds like it.
The cost of it is $62.50. So if someone takes it once a day, it lasts about 2 months, and twice a day it lasts a little bit over a month.
Well, I have to say,
and of course, if you order it through the company, it's plus shipping and handling, and you know that.
Can you give us a little bit of information about the history of the company, how long the company's been in existence?
He's been working on it since the early 90s, well, even before the 90s. So he was a psychiatrist and saw all the effects. He worked with the world leaders. And saw the different effects that it had, the stress of the position and just their lifestyle and had on their bodies. And they saw how so many people were becoming sick. And that's when he decided to go and branch out and research this. And that's where he became, you know, involved with, fascinated with the amino acids. And there was a lot of knowledge there that glutathione is the master antioxidant. And it's so good, but it was trying to get it to stay in the body, you know, and not be depleted.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, if someone decides they're going to take the Pro-Immune, how long can one person stay on the product?
Oh, forever. You want to, because it turns over in your body every 36 hours. So you want to keep it in your body, because it's just going to keep neutralizing these toxins that are created from all different. Well, they're created all different ways. Even, you know what, if you have surgery, that's oxidative stress on your body, tremendous amount of stress on your body.
Mm-hmm.
So you can take this. I mean, the doctor is 79 years old, and
oh
he's been
goodness.
Taking it for years, and he looks great.
Wow.
Yeah.
That is.
And you know what? It also enhances, if you take vitamins, they also know that it enhances vitamins, especially C and E. So it even, you know, gives it more power to your body to keep you healthy.
Well, that would make sense because you had mentioned a little earlier that when you had the coal, you were taking. Yeah, and so,
So what it does, it supports the immune system. And it increases your own bodily glutathione levels.
Mm-hmm.
Which is why you want to take it every day.
Right. For those individuals who may be, this may be a little bit over their heads.
Okay.
Why is this so important to the mother of a family of maybe three or four, whatever, to give this to their family? Why is this so important?
Well, basically, you want your family to stay healthy. I have an adopted daughter who's now 23, and she was adopted from South Korea. And she was very – I wish I would have had this product. My daughter had pneumonia 9 times. And I gave her mouth-to-mouth 4 times because she stopped breathing. She was allergic to everything here. I mean, she had a very hard time. And this, you know, this wasn't – no one knew about anything like this, but I would have definitely – oh, my gosh – to build up her, she had no immune system. So for a child, I mean, just not to have them get sick, you know, and to stay healthy. If you are healthy, you want to stay healthy. And if you're not, you would like to try to get healthy.
Right, exactly.
You know?
Now you said
but this
it
is for all ages. It can be for parents or anybody, you know.
Mm-hmm.
My father is sitting in the other room here. He's visiting me from Florida. He has been on it since last December. He's 89. He does 300 sit-ups in his abs chair a day. He takes ProImmune twice a day. All of his tests and all have come back fantastic. His cholesterol has dropped. I mean, he just does wonderful. I mean, he still lives on his own.
God bless him. And so now you say he takes it twice a day.
Yes. My dad, my 16 years ago, he had, I think, 4 bypasses done. 10 years later, he had a heart attack, luckily, that did not damage his heart, and they did 5 bypasses. And it's now 16 years old. Well, no, I guess it's about 12 years since the last one.
Mm-hmm.
And so he was on a ton of medications. He's now down to 4.
Wow.
Yeah, one being a baby aspirin.
Oh.
You know, as a blood thinner.
Right.
Right. But now the doctors are, they tell him, whatever you're doing, keep doing it.
Wow.
So he's, So that's, I mean, this is for somebody that, you know, we got him on it, and he's doing great.
He's a living testimony.
Yes, he is.
That is just fun. That is absolutely, absolutely amazing, amazing. Now, you said, I think I heard you mention a little earlier, that there was a business opportunity side to this.
Yes. Well, actually, and I am having people work under me. I'm also doing another project where I'm having some display cases made, and I'm putting them in spas. I have them already in doctors' offices.
Really?
And, yeah, so the people, and there's pamphlets that are with all the information about it so people can, you know, understand what it does, what it's for. And doctors are very excited about it. And, yes, so, and then I'm going to do it sort of like on the vending machine theory, where I'll hire people that actually want to do one, you know, like, for instance, retired people or college kids who need money. They can go around once a week and fill the, like a vending machine, put what they've sold, they pick up the check, and they refill the display case. And it's very small. It's like 12 inches long and, I don't know, maybe 9 inches deep and 7 inches high.
That's very creative.
Thank you.
Very, very, very creative.
And it costs them nothing. It's, you know.
And you said the cost of for the ProImmune
is
$62.
What I sell it for is $62.50. Yes.
Mm-hmm. And so
other people now. I know there are you know there are doctors in Long Island that sell it for more. You know, I guess that's their prerogative, you know.
Right.
But if you go on the website and all, it's $62.50 plus shipping and handling. So.
And it's only one size.
Pardon me?
It's only one size container.
Yes. Yes.
Okay. And is there a shelf life to the pronoun?
It's a long shelf, very long. Even it says, like, it gives it a year, but it lasts. It doesn't. It's amino acids, so they don't die. I mean, 2 years, the doctor said, would work, because I questioned him about that. Yeah, so. And it should definitely not be sitting on your shelf for a year. It should be in you.
This is very true. You said earlier 2 months, but that's a family. So, you know, if it was an individual, a person who was a single person, you know, 2 months, you still would say it would be about the
No, that's for one person, if they want to take it just one a day, it would last about 2 months for one person, not for a family. You know, that's,
okay.
Yeah. And if two scoops a day, it would be a little bit over a month's supply.
And how would if people were interested in purchasing this item, how would they get in contact with you?
They can go to, the office number is 845-229-0149, and the website is www.creativegiftsjustforyou.com.
You know, one of the things I found very fascinating when I was Googling the product, and when I went on the corporate site, and that
right.
They have the Culinary Institute of America, who was, you know, like as you said before, people are experimenting with the product, and I think that's absolutely phenomenal. Now, I also noticed it was like a beverage. Is there a beverage also involved?
Well, this is different companies. There's different ways they. You buy a distributorship or a license through Dr. Crum. So if people wanted to buy a license to, say, create a product, let's say a power bar, okay, just as an example.
Okay.
So if they – and they didn't have the recipe or anything like that, they could go to the Culinary Institute and they would come up with this. Their research and development department would come up with a recipe. And then you have tastings, and you know, you decide on what you like, and the actual will have the ProImmune in it. So it's now not just a protein bar, but it's also an immune enhanced bar because it's going to build your immune system.
That is absolutely phenomenal. You know, I have like a lot of, as you know, my listeners are those who are interested in holistic medicine, looking on alternative ways of, you know, preparing their food. And this, you know, you having this ProImmune system could even start a new business. Like you said, if they had a favorite recipe where they make their own energy drink or their own toppings for their yogurt, this would be a phenomenal addition.
They would contact Dr. Crum, Albert Crum, and he would go through them with a license, and that's how. And then you know he would. That's how they would start, and then he would put them in connection with the culinary and so forth. But yes, this is not even a public company yet. There's not been a lot of marketing. No, it's not yet. It's going there, but. So the marketing and all has been done by word of mouth, and the web. Like I have it on my website, and so it's going to. I think it's going to explode when people realize what it does for your body.
Right.
You know,
right.
It's more preventative, so people don't get sick. Or if they get sick, they don't get so sick.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's what you want. I mean, people want to stay healthy.
Exactly. And,
yeah.
You know, we have a lot of baby boomers out there, and, you know, they're getting up in age, and they're becoming more and more conscious of their health. And certainly this is very timely for that whole market.
Mm-hmm. Well, the big swing before was value foods. People wanted value, like they're putting fiber in foods. They want value in their foods.
Right.
So This is another that now it's going to be in, the next swing is going to be immune-enhanced foods. You know,
wow.
It can be, I mean, and this product just can't go in anything because it holds up so well. You know, put it in a cookie.
Yeah.
Then you don't feel so guilty
cool
about eating. You're eating now an immune-enhanced piece of chocolate or an immune-enhanced cookie. See?
Then yeah. And I'm one who, one of the things I do first thing in the morning is I make myself an Artisan International shake using the NutriShake system. And I throw everything, you know, in the kitchen sink. You know, my banana, my strawberries, and why not throw this in there as well?
One scoop, a little scoop of this in there, and it's now immune. It's building up your immune system on top of all the other good things.
Unbelievable. Just for clarity's sake, now I know you said this is a preventative treatment that
it supports the immune system exactly.
Right, it supports. Now, what happens if a person was diagnosed with cancer and then they were cured? Would you then recommend that this is something that they would at that time start to use?
Yes, because if somebody has cancer, we put my cousin on it about 6 weeks after she had to do chemo and radiation.
Okay.
So after about 6 weeks, we put her on that because chemo and radiation, it destroys everything. I mean, the good things and the bad. And that's the only way that they're doing. Well, there are other ways, but I mean, that's what they know of now for destroying the cancer.
Right.
So, what we started her on two a day once she was, you know, the radiation and all the. They had said after about 6 weeks it would be out of her system. So, and she's doing fine. She's incredible.
Excellent.
I mean,
glad to hear, yeah.
But, you know, it's not, the thing is, you have to realize is it's not a cure. And it's a dietary supplement, and it's patented. But, you know, we can't say that it's a cure.
Right, and they will still have to consult. Like, would anything else?
Yes, absolutely. And we have plenty of information. And we have plenty of information for doctors to look at it. My father took it, of course, to his doctor, all the information, the papers on it before he went on it, which I told him to do.
Okay.
And it was fine.
Excellent.
But absolutely, I would do that first.
Right. Okay, once again, look at the time. It's hard to believe that, you know, 28 minutes have been.
Oh, wow. it flew.
Yeah, it sure did. We were really getting into this pro-immune. Could you, one more time, the listeners who are just tuning in, can you give again your name, how can they contact you, the name of the product, and how can they get their hands on the product or even do some research?
Okay. My name is Gail Speckamp. My office phone number is 845-229-0149. The website, which will be up and running this week, is www.creativegiftsjustforyou.com. And also the mother company is proimmunecompany.com. And they can also just give my name or they'll have them contact me. You know, they'll put them in touch with me.
And for those who are on my mailing list, you know, you get the email blast every Monday, and you can always contact me. Or if you still have your email in your email blast in your email for today, they can always click on the link, and on there they will see that your information is already your phone number, just in the event there are people who are driving or are unable to grab a pen at this time.
Great.
Wow. This was great. I mean, this was very exciting, very, very, very informative, Gail. And, Gail, you know, I hope that, you know, you will consider coming back on the show to talk a
little
bit more about your product. Yeah. And I like the idea that, you know, you have this included in your gift basket. So anybody who has a person who is.
Well, and I do a comfort
baby
basket. A comfort basket.
Comfort. Oh, nice.
For people that are in hospitals and. You know, you put feel-good things in there. And something like this would be certainly a feel-good thing. You know, boosting the immune system is always good.
That's right. In a step in the right direction towards better health.
Right.
Gail, with that, I thank you so much for being a part of the show, and I look forward in having you back on in the months ahead.
Okay. Thank you, Pat.
Thank you so much. Okay.
Have a great day.
You too.
Thanks. Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Wow, that was some really interesting information. I like that pro-immune. And, you know, gang, again, you've become real creative. You're those creative cooks out there. You can enhance your eating pleasure by adding the pro-immune to your recipe. And that was Gail. And again, her contact number is 845-229-0149. Before I call my next guest, who is Denise, who is waiting on standby, I wanted to talk about another one of our sponsors, and that is Jewels by Elan. Do you know about the new Jewels and Yonkers? It's Jewels by Elan. They are a must-see destination store in Westchester County. Ellen Edwards of Jewels by Elan has hosted many events in the store. Some recent events are poetry jams, charity events, in-store jewelry parties, book signing, just to name a few. All this is done with a Soho vibe. Ellen features a line she designs, as well as some new and upcoming designers. It's a great place to shop and browse and just have a great conversation and perhaps a cup of tea. The low-key style makes browsing a pleasure. If you haven't stopped by yet, do yourself a favor and take a peek. You can call to make an appointment and schedule a shopping tour with your friends. Visit the website at www.jewelsbyelan.com. That's www.jewelsbyelan.com. And she is located at 25 Warburton Avenue, that's Yonkers, New York. And you can always call for the appointment, and that's 914-512-8578. And again, ladies and gentlemen, that's Jewels by Elan. Okay, I'm going to call upon our next guest and just get her on the call. Hello, Denise.
Hello, Patricia. How are you?
Hi, how are you?
Good. I'm really having an excellent day. It's just gorgeous out there.
Oh, yes, it is, and I'm so happy that you're on, and I'm sure that my listeners can't wait to hear about head massage and all the benefits that it will give us. And can we first start out by you giving us your complete name, the name of your business, and how you got into this head massage?
Absolutely. Do you like being called Patricia or Pat?
Pat is fine.
Pat, okay. Pat, many years ago, well, first of all, my name is Denise Galan. That's 1-L-G-A-L-O-N, if you're looking for me via the web. And I call my business Divine Wellness by Denise. I am a holistic wellness expert. I've been in the field for, oh my goodness, I would say 35 years now. And all of that developed because I was a professional opera singer. And I traveled all over the world for 25 years. And keeping myself well as a singer became a challenge. So I had the good fortune to go to Asia, to a lot of different wonderful countries, and learned what I could in drips and drabs about herbalism and various techniques, and I was always fascinated by the holistic world. Many, many years ago, I had a fall, in New York City, and oh my goodness, the doctor said you have to cut her spine and might be a 50-50 chance of walking again. And I thought, oh my God, you have to give me better odds than that.
Wow.
So I had the good fortune in my orthopedic surgeon's office to run into an acupuncturist. And we're talking back in the 70s, so this was really not well known back then. Remember that, Pat?
Yes.
I don't know if you're my age. But I was pretty naive about all of that. And if you went into Chinatown, nobody spoke English. You know, you were really considered a foreigner. And this man performed acupuncture on me and brought feeling back to my legs, which I didn't have feeling in for almost a year. And I still bless him to this day because he's the one that opened my mind into a holistic thought. So let's get right into head massage. I met my teacher singing when I was in London. His name is Narendra Mehta, and I attended what they have there as a health fair, and their health fairs used to last 10 days. And I would see people go into one of his head massage booths that he had at that time. They would go behind a curtain, and the people came out looking absolutely in bliss. And I thought, oh, I have to experience this because it was something I had never heard of. Everybody's hair was very messed up when they came out. They looked fabulous. And I said, you know, I have to do that. And they said, sorry, we're booked out today. And I said, you know, I'm Madame Galan. I'm here visiting. I'm singing at the opera house. And I just have to see him. So he took me last. And I was so happy he did because first of all, he was the first massage therapist who ever said to me, would you like me to relax you or stimulate you? Did you ever have a massage therapist ask that of you?
No, never.
Usually you go in and they do their thing and you get what you get.
Right.
And I said, well, since it's 9:30 at night, I think a bit of relaxation is in order. And, you know, I could barely make it up from the chair after 15 minutes. And get to a taxi, and I had the best night's sleep that I ever had in my life in a hotel after singing performances.
Wow.
And, you know, that was so rare because you go to a strange bed, strange pillows, you know, strange environment. I just didn't sleep that heavy. And it was amazing, and it was so good that I had to go back the next day and feel the energized massage. And he said, well, why don't you bring it back to, you know, the United States? And I said, well, that would be wonderful, but I need you to practice on me, not me to do it. And at the time, I was dating a man that I thought had the perfect massage hands. And I said, I'll tell you what, why don't we organize a class for you in the USA? And I'll have him take the class for all of my work of organizing the class. And we broke up a week before the class happened, and
my teacher
tricked me into taking the class because I, of course, said, oh, I'm a diva. I don't do that. And because I'm one of those people that have to finish things once I start, I became the first certified person on the East Coast in the United States. And then went on to become the first instructor in the United States of this wonderful technique, which we call champisage. Champi is the Hindi word for head massage, but my teacher, Narendra Mehta, is an osteopath who added a body system onto it and also combined an Ayurvedic healing element into the massage. So you're not only getting a physical massage of shoulders, neck, arms, head, and face, but it's also a mental treatment because you're really working in the head for deep relaxation. And with the Ayurvedic element of the chakra balancing, it becomes a subtle treatment as well. So somebody might come to me with shin splints and say, oh, you know, or lower back injury, and at the end, I never touch them below the shoulders, and they say, oh, I feel great because of that chakra balancing, and that's what makes this such a powerful therapy. So I've been doing this. I brought this here as a teacher in 1998 and have trained several classes, and haven't really certified many people because you do have to go through some home study and practice on people and some medical studies for anatomy, and not everybody completes it. So we have over 3,000 practitioners in London, and you know there's only about 15 practitioners in the whole United States.
Wow.
Isn't that something, Pat?
That is phenomenal.
Yeah. Have you had a treatment?
No, I have not. And it sounds delightful. That's something I really would like to experience.
You must. It's really quite a special therapy. If you have any kind of headaches, if you have any kind of stubborn neck pain or shoulder pain, that, you know, frozen shoulder, or people that have ear problems with tinnitus or TMJ, any eye strain, it's just tops. You know, I can get rid of a headache in about 2 minutes. And sometimes people come to me and they tell me they've been suffering for days and I feel so bad that they didn't get to see me earlier. So it's, again, one of the great things that I do. I do a lot of other therapies, but this is my favorite that I do, I must say.
Let me ask you a question, Denise. I have a cousin who really, really suffers from migraines.
Uh-huh.
Would she be a candidate for this as well?
Absolutely. My first question that I always ask migraine sufferers is about allergies, because a lot of people have some food allergies that they're unaware of that really triggers the migraine. There's four different kinds of headaches, and migraines are one of those things that really are triggered by food allergies. Another question is, how much water are you drinking? I would say 98% of the people who come to me for headaches have not had enough water. And I mean really good water. I don't mean, everybody says everything about our New York City water, how good it is. But, you know, we all know it has chemicals in it. And, you really should be using a really terrific purifier. I myself love the Kangen water. And
we had them on as a guest on the show.
Yeah. It's just incredible water. It gives a good pH. It's restructured. It's alive. And, you know, your cells just love it. In fact, when you start drinking that water, you're incredibly thirsty because your cells are saying, I haven't really had water in my whole life until I've tasted this. But that's it. You should be drinking half your body weight in water to really have good organ function and good cellular function. And so many people don't. They'll say, well, I had coffee this morning, which is a diuretic, and then they had some iced tea, and then they had soda, which is acidic, and, the list goes on and on. And I said, well, would you wash your clothes in any of those things?
That's because a very, very, very good point, yes.
Like, they're your inner clothes. And, you know, they need washing all the time because they're really carrying a lot of stuff in your body. So that's always my first question. But I actually teach a class for headaches. So I was just at the Yoga Expo and was teaching people there. And I'll be teaching at the Open Center again, doing a headache class probably in the fall. And sometimes I just do a free class at my office to help people with that, just so they can come and take care of themselves. Because, and maybe the listeners could get this, if you have a headache right now, you know the bone that's right above your neck, that's the base of your skull? It's called the occipital bone. And it's hard, and then it goes into some soft tissue, which becomes the neck. And right under that occipital bone, it houses a lot of connectors that connect into the nerve endings, into the head, and the connectors of the muscles. So that's the area that generally gets jammed up in the back of the head when you're not drinking enough water or you have some stress. We all have a little stress, right?
Yeah, stress.
So if you just rub that area, and we actually do a friction rub on that area, that's just delightful. And you feel the blood flow go right up into the head. That's one of the things. And just sometimes by rubbing that, people can get rid of a headache. Another thing that I recommend for people, if you're not around somebody like me, is get a little peppermint oil and put it in that, and I mean an essential oil, not, you know, cooking oil.
Right.
And just put it under that occipital bone, and it will cool you down and allow,
really?
You know, the blood there to unconstrict and flow freely up into the brain. So that will help the headache. I'm an avid user of essential oils along with my practice.
Yeah, I know, say on your website, did you mention that?
Yeah, I just love them because, and I use the therapeutic grade oils, the Young Living oils, because they're in great abundance, and Dr. Young has such a high level of his knowledge in producing the oils, and he really puts them at, they're based on frequency in the distillation, and he really knows what he's doing with that. A couple other companies in the world, but you know, Young Living is sort of the world leader in essential oils, and I like them a lot. In fact, I'm writing a book right now using the oils called Curative Cooking.
Oh, really? Oh, wonderful. We have to definitely get you back on the show when you to talk about the book.
Absolutely, and that's using the essential oils to get rid of issues like high blood pressure, high cholesterol, diabetes, heart disease, stress, you know, even cancer people can benefit from it. And it's a user-friendly book that isn't, you know, because you say, you know, raw to some people and they turn their noses up. So it's going to be a little of both so that, you know, that's why I said it's user-friendly. But again, we'll talk about that in another show. And we'll go back to head massage. So another thing headache users can do is place your hands with the fingers pointing up so your elbows are pointing out, and I hope your drivers aren't going to do this. Wait till you get home. Behind the ear so that your hands are sort of cupping the upper part of your head, and you just take the wrist area, you know, the kind of the heel of the hand, and push in on your skull and just lift the skull up. And it allows some blood flow to go through. You know those bones, you know, you have more bones when you're a baby because the bones are separated and they float in the skull and down in the lower spine. So the baby always has a lot more bones, and then they sort of grow together as we become young adults, and you know, but they still do move. It's you can shift in those seams that have sealed. And that also allows for blood flow to come up into the head. So it's just two simple moves that take you, what, a minute or two to do? And you just do them till you feel better. And other than that, people can come to see me to get some real hands-on expert use. I'm trying to think. I don't have any practitioners up in your area. There is one in Connecticut. I've got one in Philadelphia, another one in Allentown, another one in New Jersey, and, of course, the New York area in Brooklyn, Queens, and Manhattan.
Because the show is worldwide, if anybody is interested in those particular areas, all they have to do is call you at the 212-254-4067 number, and then I guess you can direct them to those different locations, correct?
Absolutely. There's practitioners in California. There's another instructor in Virginia, another instructor. There's three of us right now in New Mexico, and we teach the real head massage. The book is called Indian Head Massage, if you want to look it up on Amazon. And it's the author is Narendra Mehta. He is the creator of the technique. And the originator of this, and we call our treatment champisage. So if you see other people doing Indian head massage, it's not the same thing. Doesn't have the body system or the Ayurvedic element. There's always a little takeoff on formulas, so we always say, you have one there and you have one with us. and you like better. So what else can I tell you about head massage?
Well, I have a question, but before we go on to that, I just want to say for my listeners, I will put the, on this particular show, I will put in the link for the Indian head massage.
Yes, and my website is headmassagenyc.com. They could get, there's actually three therapies on that site. There's the head massage, there's the facelift massage, which is also an Indian technique, which the facelift massage really works the entire body because we have the meridian ends and the marma points in the face that we address. And it's just a blissful treatment done from sort of the neck up. And it's very relaxing. And the side effect is a facelift, which, of course, today is the selling feature. Everybody wants to look younger and better, right?
Yeah. Well, this book, the book you mentioned, is by Narendra, correct?
Narendra, N-A-R-E-N-D-R-A. And the last name is Mehta, M-E-H-T-A. He's my teacher. He's an absolute wonderful, erudite healer. And has a beautiful wife, Kundan, who is also a massage therapist and Bowen practitioner. And they're just delightful. And they're actually coming to the United States in September to introduce a new massage called Kansavatki, which is a foot massage using marma points and Ayurvedic treatment. So I'm very excited. I'll be taking that class to add to my business because I do reflexology, and you know, everybody in sort of the healing business is always looking for something else to offer their clients so that their practice is really well-rounded. And I thought having the head massage, which is an Indian technique, and the face massage, Indian, we have to add the feet. So if anybody would like information on that class, feel free to call me as well.
Give the number again, please.
That's 212-254-4067. And if I'm in a treatment, I don't answer the phone, so please, please leave a message, and we will get back with you when we're finished treatments.
And let me just add, speak slowly when giving your number and repeat the number twice at least. I have a question. You mentioned about the peppermint oil.
Yes.
That you place it on underneath the optical nerve,
occipital bone,
occipital nerve. Will that also, and you said that will cool you down? I know many of my listeners are baby boomers, and they suffer with menopause. Would that help with menopause as well?
I'm going to give you another place to put it inside the ear. You know, at the top, not the little fold over. But you feel like a hard place inside the ear. That's actually an auricular point of the spine. And if you put the peppermint oil on that fold, it's kind of, you know, it folds over and it's definitely hard. So you'll know it. It's inside the ear, you know, toward the top. We always look at the ear as if it's a little fetus, and that is the spine of the fetus. All you do is rub a drop down that spinal column of the fetus on the ear, and it will take the hot flash away instantly.
Really?
It's sort of a little magic trick I do at parties. Because I'm that age, and I see my friends sort of go into that moist, I don't know, your brain kind of gets a little foggy for a moment, and I just hand them my peppermint oil and say, here, put this on your ears. It's also great if anybody is doing Bikram yoga.
Hmm.
they can put it on their, you know, again, under that occipital bone, because it will keep you cool. Because I know a lot of people, you know, they get hot as they're, it's in a hot environment, and their body gets very hot and stimulated when they're doing certain moves. So it helps with that. Peppermint, you could also put a drop, the Young Living peppermint. You can put a drop on your tongue, and it's very good for digestion. It'll also open your sinuses right up if you're having, you know, so bad sinus day. And you can also put some on a tissue for all those people driving cars right now. If you're a little sleepy, put it on a tissue and put it right in your air vent, and it will keep you awake. I always said if they diffused in the corporations, the productivity level would go up within the workplace, and you'd get a lot more out of your employees because they'd be more alert. You know, I have a friend that uses it in her classroom before the students come in. She always washes their desks with peppermint and lemon oil because the lemon is very cleansing. And her level of student is much higher than all the other grades in the school.
Now, the young oil, I know you can buy it online, but can you also buy it from a store?
Not really. There are a couple of us that have it in our offices. But you could go to www.youngliving.com, and when you, you know, place an order, just, you know, put in my name, Denise Galon, G-A-L-O-N, as a referral, so that, you know, then I'll be able to contact you. And you could also contact me. In fact, I do free lectures about the oils in my office third Thursday of the month, every month, at 7 p.m. So if anybody would like to come to one of those free lectures, please call me at 212-254-4067. And you can experience some of the oils. I do all the different methods of aromatherapy. There's an English method of just inhalation, a German method of application, and the French method of ingestion. So we always have something delicious to eat made with the oils. We're going to be cooling down the liver since it's hot now. So I'll probably do a peppermint cocktail for that. I'll share my little secret from one of my recipes. You can take a gallon of water, peel a cucumber, and also de-seed it and chop it up, put it in the water, and one drop in a gallon of the peppermint oil. And you can keep that in your refrigerator. When you come in after being out exercising or just walking around in the heat, it'll cool you down instantly, and you'll feel great energy from that. So it's one of my...
How long can you keep that in the refrigerator?
Well, you know, the cucumber will break down. I would say probably 2 days at the most, if three if you're, you know, lucky. And if you're using Kangen water, boy, is that powerful.
I got to knock on my neighbor's door and get some. I got
right.
The cucumber. I had another question for you.
Just yes.
Maybe some of my listeners, I find it hard to believe, but you never know, may have never had a massage. So what would they have to do? I know they're asking the question in their minds. What do they have to do to prepare to have the head massage?
Nothing. We can do this massage anywhere because we can use a regular chair. You know how the other massage therapists need that little exotic chair that you sort of put your face in the cradle? And
right.
We just use a regular chair. You keep your clothing on.
Mm-hmm.
The only thing that we ask is that you don't wear dangly earrings, and that if you have barrettes or hair clips, that you can take them out. And also, if you have a chain on, that's delicate. So that we don't, you know, as we're rubbing neck, we don't want to catch it with our finger and break it. But other than that, a T-shirt is fine. I don't like high collars or starched collars per se because it's hard, you know, to get your fingers around the collar if it's very stiff. But I've worked on everybody in expo situations, people with wigs on, hair pieces, extensions, and, you know, people will say, well, if I'm bald, fine. I could even pull hair on a bald man. It's all technique. And it's really relief. And just, you know, as I go back to the yoga expo this weekend, you know, people would say to me, well, what's the benefits? And I would say, well, why don't you try one and see? And most of them said, I've never experienced anything like that in my life. They said, I just feel so good. And, you know, hours later, because they're walking around on a floor at other booths and all, they'll come up to me with their thumb up in the air and go, I feel great.
Wow. Wow.
So, well, and like I said, we can either relax you. If somebody has headaches, we want to bring them relaxation. We don't want to stimulate them. Or we can stimulate people. So I know a lot of people are afraid of having a massage early in the day because they think they're going to be tired afterwards.
To relax, right.
Uh-huh. Yeah, well, this just gets rid of, you know, whatever stress that you might have, and you're getting a lot of oxygen in the brain, so you actually feel more alert. And it's also terrific for people who suffer from insomnia and nightmares, because that's an imbalance in the third eye chakra. And for those of you who don't know where that is, it's the middle of the forehead. And that's, you know, it gets very tired when we overthink and stress a lot. So when we balance that, you go to sleep like a baby, and the nightmares all stop.
Well, Denise, this was phenomenal. Our time is up. I'm sad to say, the information, I know that my listeners was just sitting at the edge of their chairs and taking notes. I really, really would love to have you come back on the show.
I would love that, Pat.
Can you call me when you have the book ready so this way we can get you back on?
Absolutely. My book will be out in November, and I'm actually doing retreats along with the book this summer and also in October, which is sort of an unveiling of the book. And the retreats are geared for people who want to solve some health issues. So we'll be teaching the curative cooking in Grenada. Isn't that wonderful?
Oh, that is wonderful.
So
well, if you could call me before you have your retreat sign up, we'll get you on the show. This way we can get people who are interested, they can sign up for these retreats.
Absolutely. And if anybody wants to email me, they can do that as well if they have health questions by going to Diva, D-I-V-A. That's a throwback from my opera singer days. Diva, D as in Denise, T as in Tom, G as in Galan, at AOL.com.
Excellent, excellent. Well, again, thank you so much for sharing, and I look forward to hearing from you again this summer so that we can discuss your therapy program as well as your retreat.
Terrific, Pat, and if you get in New York City, I invite you to have a massage with me so you know what I do.
You will stop by, absolutely.
Great.
Thank you again.
Okay. Have a wonderful day, everyone.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Wow, ladies and gentlemen, that was absolutely phenomenal. And I, too, will go down to visit with Denise and have that head massage. I will also add on to this week's call the book in which she referred to, which was the Indian massage. If you go back onto the blogtalkradio.com, /Internet Chronicle, the Internet Chronicle, you will see the book from Amazon.com. You can just click on the link, and it will take you right there to this site. So this was very good, and I'd like to thank both of my listeners, which was Gail Beckamp and Denise Galan. And before we close, we have another friend of the Drive at 5 Live Talk Radio Show, and that is Beyond Elegance. serving residential, commercial, and hospital industry. If you are looking for a great interior decorator, look no more. Beyond Elegance is your lone stop decorating needs. From artwork to window treatment, office furniture, area rugs, and so much more. After a long day at work, you deserve to come to a palace for value, quality, and luxury without the high cost. Call Beyond Elegance at 914-674-4469, and their website is Beyond Elegance, New York, NEWYORK.com. That's Beyond Elegance, New York, spelled out, .com. Okay, and again, our main sponsor for our show is Artist International. Artist International is a wellness, skincare, and reshaping garment company. And then we have a new sponsor for our show, and that's Magic Coffee. So, you know, if you got the links through the email blast, please click on the links of those sponsors and please support them because they support our show. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for being a part of the show. This is the Live at 5. This is the Drive at 5 Live, and I thank you and have a phenomenal, phenomenal week and make it happen. Good night, everyone.
AVS Media Demo. AVS Media Demo. AVS Media Demo.